Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today we look at hotel staffing and the impact an executive open position can have on a property. Momentum is a key word here. Joining us for this conversation is Greg Velasquez, Executive Director of Sales at Strategic Solution Partners, one of our expert partners. We look at the obvious and often less obvious risks hotels can experience with open positions. We explore how an interim solution like Taskforce can minimize the impact of these risks, finally discussing misconceptions and reservations of utilizing an interim solution whilst identifying the upsides in terms of guest experience and hotel reputation leading to sustained revenue and profitability. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Hey, Greg, thanks for joining us today. Much appreciated. I know you're incredibly busy, but this is an important conversation. So I'm glad that you've also found the time. We'll jump into the topic in a moment. But first of all, it would be polite and prudent to probably get you just to introduce yourself so that those who are watching and listening know who you are. So over to you.
Thanks, Trevor. My name is Greg Velasquez. I am the Executive Director of Sales for Strategic Solution Partners. I've been with the company now for about 90 days, a little over 90 days, and I have a background of over 20 years in luxury hotel sales and marketing.
Perfect. Brilliant. Now, the area that you are responsible for will become apparent as we go through this conversation. But we start with talking about a problem that is pretty inherent, I think we could say globally, across the hotel sector. And that is the challenge of staff and open positions. So we're going to start off just talking less about the challenges that we know, i.e. it's really hard, and more focusing on some of the, you know, the implications, some of the obvious and maybe slightly less obvious implications of having an open position. And then we'll start to talk about a potential solution to that, which obviously lends into your area of expertise and focus for SSP. So let me throw it over to you. So open positions, one of the biggest risks to hoteliers. What are the biggest challenges?
The biggest risk for hoteliers is lack or loss of momentum that comes as a result of an open position. It's not, as we all know, it's difficult to fill those open positions, and it's been that way for a few years now. But most importantly, you're losing speed, you're losing responsiveness, you're losing out on your guest experience anytime you have an open position.
That is not the answer I expected. Momentum was not the word I expected to come up. Okay, so just expand a bit on that. Where does that take us?
Momentum is critical in the industry. And momentum can be interpreted in a number of ways. Mm-hmm. Some people, the obvious interpretation is bottom line implications. If you're losing forward-looking sales, that's loss of momentum. Mm-hmm. If you're losing traction with your operation and your cohesiveness in your operation, that is also lack of momentum. Mm-hmm. And anytime you lose momentum in the hotel industry, your competitors are there to pick up and capitalize on any weakness that you're showing in your own hotel.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And where I guess the obvious answer I thought you were going to say was, okay, open positions cost us money. But as you say, it's more, that's the end result, so to speak.
Exactly.
It's not what gets us to the point of losing money. And you mentioned something about with the the impact of on the guest of losing momentum. In what way can you extrapolate that a little bit further?
Well, I worked in operations for a while before I got into sales. And in operations, it's critical that you're fully staffed and that your team is cohesive. Mm-hmm. Anytime you lose that kind of momentum that comes with the full staff that's fully trained, you're starting to impact guest experience in a negative way. Mm-hmm. And that can cost you in terms of your guest ratings. It can cost you in terms of customers. Yep. And that is critical in the hotel industry.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So, as you say, you've got, did you say over 20 years experience in the hotel? Right. So you've probably been through a few hiring cycles in your time.
I have.
The world's changed a bit Obviously, coming out of the pandemic, people have got different perceptions on what work actually means in some areas. But if we narrow this down to within the hotel sector and what you are seeing, what do you think are some of the top challenges people are finding in hiring?
I was talking to a counterpart of mine, a colleague that I worked with several years ago, just the other day, when we're discussing the attitude that some of our workers have now, which is they want more flexibility. Mm-hmm. And this is something that changed and was already happening prior to COVID. Yep. But I think COVID really was the turning point, is that workers now really want that kind of hybrid role, remote role. They want a lot more say over the hours they work. Mm-hmm. And obviously they'd like to earn more. Mm-hmm. This is where having a strategic solution partners as a partner for your business can come in, because mm-hmm. we can help you fill those gaps when you have challenges. Mm-hmm.
So I guess part of it is, if I think about it back to my days when I was recruiting, one of the biggest challenges is, first of all, identifying the candidate itself.
Oh, qualified candidates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also, it's a fairly time consuming process as well, isn't it?
It is. I mean, just vetting through hundreds of candidates for a position mm-hmm. can take weeks, if not months, to get the right position, the right person for the right job.
Yeah. Assuming you've identified, so it's kind of, where are you trying to find them? And then you get volumes of applications. I was listening to something today where they're actually talking about recruitment, and they were talking more about how AI has crept into the recruitment process. Mm-hmm. And suddenly it seems to have lost the whole piece about a human being part mm-hmm. of the exactly. recruitment process, which is kind of weird in itself. But they were saying some of the major management consultancy firms, they're getting hundreds and hundreds of thousands of applications over the course of the year, but they're not necessarily the right identified candidate. So that,
right.
I guess that's what you're saying as well. It kind of, not only identifying them, but then the volume that you get can make it a heavy, time consuming. And I guess there's costs and fears associated with a wrong decision, isn't there?
Absolutely. A wrong hiring decision can cost you more in the long run than just filling the position immediately, right? If you mm-hmm. fill the position with the wrong person, you've done yourself and your organization no favors. And I think the thing that we're talking about here with hiring mm-hmm. is it all contributes to that loss of momentum, right? Yep. Because that is all downtime when you're looking for the right candidate, and then you're onboarding a candidate, that takes more time as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it's taking you away from, because although there's somebody in HR handling part of this, once that initial identification piece is done, maybe the initial sift is done, it's then over typically to the line manager. And so any time that they are spending in this recruitment process is time that they're not spending with guests or in their particular department.
Or they could be training existing staff, right? Because there's ongoing training for existing staff. So
good point.
The recruitment and hiring process is incredibly time consuming. It has always been very time consuming, mm-hmm. and it's increasingly so.
And I guess that's what lends it back to why you use the word momentum, mm-hmm. because that momentum is then lost, isn't it?
Exactly.
So you mentioned in that answer, you referred to strategic solution partners and task force. And obviously that's the area you've been brought in to further develop and expand. It's been a core area for SSP now. But what is it? What is task force, and where does task force maybe address some of those concerns that you were just identifying?
The way SSP can help your hotel is by bringing a highly qualified, highly trained, very experienced and vetted candidate to the position immediately. So they're plug and play candidates. Mm-hmm. They're also screened for personality, so we know they have a high degree of likelihood of being a good fit for your organization and your culture. Mm-hmm. So what we do is basically take all of that weight off of your HR person so that they can continue the search for a full-time position while having a temporary person in there that is an excellent fit for your organization.
I've got you. Okay. But from what I understand, and do correct me if I'm wrong, that's the point. When you use the word temporary, I kind of think of, a temp staff as a secretary or something like this, coming in to fill, or a temporary position as a bar, or we're not talking that kind. You are talking about key roles, highly skilled. Do you want to just clarify that so that we know exactly what we're referring to here?
Yes, the majority of our positions are in what we would consider mid-level to senior-level management positions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there's a high degree of sophistication of training and experience that's implied in that role.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a director of sales and marketing, you can't just pull somebody off the street and give them that title.
Yeah.
These are people that have been battle-tested, have a lot of experience under their belt, and they know the brand that you're working for. They know your systems. They're very ready from day one to contribute to your organization's success.
I've got you. So it's almost like bringing in a mid to senior level contractor, consultant. Is that more recognizable than thinking of it as like a temporary staff, that kind of
better thing? I think that would be an apt description. It's really somebody that's got a lot of experience that's coming in as a very experienced consultant, but they're not a consultant. They're an actual manager is going to behave just like your employee.
Well, that's interesting, your last statement there, because it brings me to a question that the moment you talk to anybody about bringing in a consultant, one of the things they instantly fear is, either they're people that are looking for early retirement, and so do they still have the energy? Or more worryingly, it's, are they going to come in and want to change everything? How do you address that issue?
Well, our task force staff or our task force consultants are specifically instructed to not come in with that kind of mentality, even though they many times have the experience to have that authority and the knowledge to come in and make recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just working with the particular hotel to identify what that particular role needs. That's what our consultants will bring.
So it's really about having the clarity of the role and what needs to be achieved from that time period that individual is coming in from task force,
That's exactly right. It's about clarifying specifically what that role needs. That and we sense. Tailor the task force person to that role.
So I mean, it draws me to another question. I guess if I'm sitting on the side of the hotelier, I'm like, okay, this could possibly work. I can see a potential need. But the thing running through my brain is, but how do I know they're actually any good? Because I'm relying on you now to put people before me, but it's not like a recruitment process where you're giving me six people, six CVs, and I'm choosing. You've actually done the legwork beforehand. You're making a recommendation that this person is the right person for it. What's going on your side to make sure you have the confidence in terms of who you're recommending?
SSP isn't just kind of a plug-and-play task force organization. We do an extensive background check. We have a full division that is talent acquisition that specializes in finding the right talent.
Mm-hmm.
And we check to make sure that these people have the right data training, they have the right systems training, they have the right background and experience level to be successful in the job. And in addition to that, Strategic Solution Partners has another division called the Client Success Division. And the Client Success Division works with the hotel and the individual contractor on a daily basis to determine, is everything going well? Do you have everything you need to be successful? Is this task force person giving the hotel what they need? And is there anything we can do better? So there's a constant communication to ensure a high degree of success.
That makes a lot of sense. And I guess that way, that's another key differentiator from what you typically see if you're dealing with third-party recruiters on either permanent or temporary, is that typically CV's coming, you do the interviews, they take the fee, they leave it with you, mm-hmm. then you have it, whereas there's a lot more of you're looking for that interaction feedback. I guess one of the
I'm sorry. We do a much more hands-on approach. So we're not just plugging a person into a position and then letting them go. Mm-hmm. We will check in with them. We will check in with the hotel property to make sure that everything is up to speed and that you're getting what you want.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. And I guess one of the things as well, and I've been fortunate enough in some of the videos that we've done to talk mm-hmm. to people who are, you know, working on projects with your clients. I mean, the experience and depth of experience that these individuals have, you know, they are very well tenured in their field, aren't they? The expertise that they bring.
They are. I'm constantly impressed by the level of talent that we have. And I'm actually humbled by some of the talent because I feel like, wow, that's my boss in a previous life, right? I mean, these are people that have a wealth of knowledge that are just not ready to retire. They want to keep a foot in the industry mm-hmm. For one reason or another. But they're certainly very, very capable people.
Which lends me to probably the question that everyone has in their head, but no one ever likes mm-hmm. talking about it, is, yeah, but, you know, experienced people, quality people, that sounds great. But, man, it's going to cost me a lot, isn't it? So how whilst I wouldn't expect you to talk about pricing, but what's your argument, I guess, is the simplest way of putting it.
Well, I think looking at price is the wrong way to look at it. I think mm-hmm. it's really looking at value and what the contractor brings, right? What SSP brings to the table is a very high level of degree of expertise. Mm-hmm. Again, we immediately address from day one that loss of momentum that you can have as a result of an open position.
Yep.
So the opportunity cost of that open position is far, far greater than the cost of any contractor or task force person mm-hmm. that SSP is bringing to the property.
Yeah.
It's really an equation that when you see the value we bring to the table, the price is not even a consideration. And to be honest, the cost is less than a full-time employee in mm-hmm. most cases,
yeah.
because you have to factor in with a full-time employee that they're going to have benefits, they're going to have time off, they're going to have a lot of things that add on to the cost of just the salary.
Yeah.
Whereas you don't have that with an SSP task force person.
Sure, that makes sense. And as you say, it's even if there was a cost difference, mm-hmm. it is the cost differential that is the question mark. And mm-hmm. I guess you would throw that back and say, well, how much have you lost through the loss of momentum, and how could that have been offset? And once mm-hmm. you start to go a little bit deeper than just salary or the cost, you know, when you get into cost of hiring, if you're using a third party, there's a cost associated. You've got the time of resources allocated that is a cost. You've got the momentum, the lost momentum cost associated with it as well.
Exactly.
So, you know, once you start to actually build that element together, suddenly the cost of not having somebody in place is quite...
It jumps out at you. I just had this conversation with a senior executive, a sales leader for a hotel company mm-hmm. last week, and he said they did an analysis and they figured out that at a typical hotel of about 500 rooms, a pretty good sized hotel, mm-hmm. the loss of a sales manager each week costs that hotel $250,000.
Wow.
So if you multiply that out over, you know, the month or two that you're looking for a new sales manager to replace that role,
you're in for 2 million.
It's just astronomical. It's a no-brainer that you would bring in somebody.
That's a sizable chunk. And I guess, I mean, sales, you've mentioned, I mean, is the commercial areas, marketing, revenue, you guys work within that space?
Yeah, that's a bulk of our demand is in the sales arena. So uh-huh. catering sales, group sales, directors of sales.
Mm-hmm. And then on the marketing and revenue side, as you say, the bulk is sales. How much do you cross into the marketing and revenue elements?
Marketing revenue, I think probably another 15% of our demand is in the marketing revenue. Revenue management is a particularly difficult area for hotels to fill, and we have excellent solutions there that are not always task force. Sometimes it's an independent consultant that can come in and provide a contract service for you, and you get all the bang for your buck without having to worry about having to onboard a revenue manager and keep that position.
I've got you. And I guess back to our point of cost or investment or lost opportunity costs, all of those things, it seems much more simpler to quantify. If I take, okay, if I have a vacant sales role, that's costing me money, as you've just outlined. If I have a vacant marketing role, similar scenario, I'm not generating demand. If it's revenue, well, we know the impact not having revenue, irrespective of it, of if you've got a pricing and RMS solution, you still need that human interaction from the strategic perspective. So I can see a direct correlation of how you could quantify from a revenue point of view a gap in sales, marketing, or the revenue department. But do you guys, you said you had time in around sales and marketing, but also operations. Does this come across into operations as well? I mean, does SSP Task Force operate within the operational side too?
That's a good question. We actually do. We have quite a few people in operations, from rooms division through food and beverage operations. We staff a lot of chefs. And that, it may not be an area where it's obvious about lost revenue as it is with sales.
Yeah.
But in fact, those open positions can directly impact the hotel in terms of guest experience, which, as we all know, ultimately translates into repeat guests, word of mouth, guest ratings, guest satisfaction, all those things that can impact a hotel positively or negatively down the road. If you have an if you have an overstressed front desk because you're down for an office manager, the guest is going to know. If a guest walks into a restaurant where the executive chef is missing and the kitchen isn't firing on all cylinders, the guest is going to know. It's very important that hotels not ignore those open operations positions.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point, because it isn't so clear the direct correlation between an operational vacant position and a direct link to revenue. But if you think, as you say, if you think about it, you know, if their operations, well, by definition, they are interacting in some way, shape or form with the guests. So the guest service gets impacted. If the guest service gets impacted, then the guest experience is certainly impacted. If the guest experience, if the guest experience is impacted negatively, then the reputation of the hotel and the subsequent review starts to become maybe not as positive as we would have liked it to be. And so ultimately, I guess that, and we all know the impact of reputation and reviews has a direct impact on demand, on revenue, and therefore on profitability. So there is a thread that links it through, even though it may not be so clear and apparent.
Ultimately, we're in the guest experience business, right? Yeah. We're here to take care of guests and make them happy. We're not really, the guests don't care that we're in the sales business and the marketing business. That's not what people stay in hotels for. So we can never take our eye off that guest experience ball. That's ultimately our currency. And that's where we can help out with those operations people. The great thing about SSP is that we have a very extensive hiring process and vetting process. So we tend to pick the best of the best. And that reflects on our guest satisfaction or our customer satisfaction.
Very good. Very good indeed. Interesting. I think we know it's a challenge for the industry. There are many, many reasons behind it that sometimes will be hard to resolve or even unpick. But I think, you know, I think if I was a hotelier, it's really about trying to think of this as a, it's never a one shot hit, so to speak. You know, you've got to have many different tools. It's like having a toolbox is a better analogy. And you know, task force for certain roles, it wouldn't necessarily be right, and there may be other better solutions. But for that mid to senior, where they have such a key impact on either the operations or the revenue generation, demand generation, as to your point at the very beginning, you know, losing that momentum, that has a cost. So being able to have that opportunity to tap into a solution that can get you over that short term while you're maybe behind the scenes working on finding a positive solution or a permanent solution, at least means you don't lose that momentum. And someone then hasn't got to get that up and ramped up by the time they start again. So no, any final thoughts from your side?
Yeah, Trevor, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's really all to me, ultimately to me, our solution is that we help you overcome that loss of momentum, right? Mm-hmm. That's the killer in the industry.
Yeah.
So as far as final thoughts, I think, you know, we've covered a lot of ground today. I think this is has been a great conversation, and I hope you have a better understanding of what strategic solution partners can bring to the industry.
Yeah, very much so. Thank you for your time. It's really appreciated.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Take care. Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Greg for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.